So a little bit of breaking news this hour, the Senate voting to confirm Kash Patel as the FBI director. And he is a staunch loyalist of President Trump's and a conservative firebrand. He's going to be heading the agency's, the head of the nation's top law enforcement agency. So again, Kash Patel has now been confirmed by the Senate as the FBI director. Moving on to General Motors. General Motors is shuttering a big factory in Shenyang, China, as part of a company restructuring. So this closure is coming right as the Chinese automakers are gaining market share. And that's leading to, again, these restructuring charges for General Motors. Paul Eisenstein, editor of Headline.News, is joining us. Talk a little bit about what's happening in China. Will it affect us here in the U.S.? Hi, Paul. Glad you could join us today.
Yeah, glad to be with you. I was actually at that factory when it first opened up, almost 20 years ago now.
And it's a huge plant, correct?
Yeah, it is. And as is the case with virtually every auto plant operated by a non-Chinese car company, it's part of a joint venture. The Chinese require, with only a couple exceptions, that all foreign manufacturers have Chinese partners, which is another issue entirely about what's happened in the Chinese market. But it was an important vehicle, important plant, producing some very important vehicles that included the Buick GL8, which is an extremely popular minivan, as well as the Chevrolet Tracker SUV. So some people were really surprised to see that that it was being closed, because the Buick in particular has already sold about 2 million copies in the Chinese market.
The Chinese really love the Buick brand, don't they?
You know, they did. And that's part of the problem. You're seeing a very significant transformation in the Chinese market. Excuse me. From the time GM first opened up its original Buick plant in Shanghai around the turn of the millennium, foreign manufacturers, GM and Volkswagen in particular, dominated China. In fact, the Buick brand was so strong there, that was why GM decided to keep Buick and get rid of Pontiac when it came out of bankruptcy here in the U.S. About 14 years ago. But what's happened is we're seeing a huge shift. All those joint ventures helped the Chinese automakers raise money and learn a lot about building cars. And suddenly, over the last couple of years, Chinese brands are now becoming the dominant players in that market, particularly on the low end. So as part of a big rethink that GM CEO Mary Barra has ordered, they're basically moving away from entry-level products to focus on the high end of the market.
What's the most popular vehicle in China made in a Chinese nameplate in China right now?
Well, among nameplates, and I'd be hard-pressed to tell you this week what the most popular model is, because there have been a lot of new things coming. But what's real interesting is that BYD, which stands for Bring Your Dreams, BYD has become a real powerhouse. It is actually now selling more all-electric models like the Seagull than Tesla worldwide, and that's even though BYD does not operate here in the United States. That gives you an idea of how big the Chinese brands have become. I have a story on Headline.News right now, and did it late yesterday, that looks at BYD. The CEO insisted, following a meeting with Xi Jinping, their premier of China, that the company is now a good 3 to 5 years ahead of its competition when it comes to EVs. And I've talked to a number of analysts and some folks in the U.S. auto industry who say, yeah, they really are.
Oh, wow. So how important is this plant to GM's overall production picture? Is it a big part of it? And is it going to affect us here in the United States?
Well, it was a very big part of the GM picture. As I mentioned, they were selling massive amounts of the GL8 and pretty good numbers of the Chevy Tracker. But they just don't think that it makes sense. There's a price war in China. The domestic vehicles, the domestic brands are cutting prices, and that's just putting a strain, particularly on imports, which don't have some of the efficiencies for a whole bunch of reasons. So GM, as you know, posted a pretty big loss in the fourth quarter, and it's taken a $4 billion restructuring charge for that quarter because of all the problems it's having in China. That's why they've decided to shut this plant down.
And how will we at all be affected here in the United States by any of this?
Well, GM only brings over a very limited number of Chinese products through the Buick brand. So there shouldn't be any direct impact. But, of course, the fact that GM has gone from having China be its number one market from both the sales and earnings standpoint is a real problem for the car maker, because they really have had to change their business model with China no longer being the cash cow that it once was.
And Mary Barra, as this kind of goes to what you said a few minutes ago, Mary Barra was at an auto conference last week in New York, and she said that the company would focus on Cadillac, Buick, and its premium import brands.
In China,
in terms of its Chinese market, because as you said, that's what they're looking at.
Yeah, it was interesting, because if you go back not that many years, really, especially before COVID, GM was the overwhelming favorite in a number of low-end segments. They had some products from another joint venture, this microvan that they were selling over there for as little as about $5,000 in exchange rates to the U.S. And that is just not working anymore. All these Chinese domestic brands are coming in, cutting prices, declaring war on the foreign brands. And so now foreign automakers are either pushing up market or, and here's the big problem, in many cases, they are either pulling out or pulling back. We already saw Jeep give up on the Chinese market, and we're probably going to see other manufacturers follow either the Jeep model or the GM model, cutting back or walking out entirely.
Never, ever a dull moment in the automotive picture, is it? Is there, Paul? There's always something interesting to talk about and something big happening in the auto world.
Yeah, it definitely is. And we're going to see a lot more changes. We're going to have to keep an eye out to see what happens with Trump threatening to put in 25% tariffs on foreign-made vehicles. Will he do that on a worldwide basis? Will he focus on some particular countries? And, of course, what happens then? Remember, we export vehicles in large numbers, and we could see U.S. automotive exports shut down.
Paul Eisenstein, editor, headlight.news. Check it out there, headlight.news. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate
Good
your time,
you.
As always. You're listening to WJR. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.